Milošću gospodina Krišne došao sam ovdje.
I'm also very, very grateful that you're privileged that so many of you have came out to make the far journey to Zagreb to attend this program. And it means a lot for me and I want to thank you from my heart.
Također sam vrlo zahvalan svima vama koji ste prevalili dug put da biste došli danas ovdje u Zagreb. Smatram to velikim privilegijem i svima sam jako zahvalan jer mi to puno znači.
I would like to request you to all come a little bit forward because I believe more devotees will come in the course of the evening.
I želim vas sve zamoliti da se pomaknete unaprijed, budući da će tijekom popodneva prići još bhakta.
And so maybe Govinda Nandan. Today is something which he will never forget.
Razmišljao sam o tome kako bih danas trebao govoriti o nečemu što nikad nećete zaboraviti.
I wanted to sing a little bit Hare Krishna mantra with you.
I samo bih želio otpjevati jednu Hare Krishna maha mantru.
Really coming to Zagreb means it's the last stop on my summer tour, which took me all over Europe and even near to the North Pole.
Ovaj dolazak u Zagreb kraj je moje ljetne turneje koja me je provela diljem Europe, te sam za vrijeme nje također stigao.
Alps were first of all the Swiss Alps, where I conducted a chanting retreat right in the most beautiful mountainous area.
Posljednja tri mjesta na kojima sam bila su sljedeća. Jedno od njih nalazi se u Švicarskim Alpama, gdje smo imali radionicu o mantranju upravo usred prekrasnom krajoliku okruženi visokim planinama.
I felt so inspired by this mantra retreat that we plan to make a similar retreat in the autumn of next year on one Croatian island.
Osjetio sam tako veliko nadahnuće zahvaljujući toj radionici za mantranje da sam odlučio sljedeće jesene držati istu takvu na jednom od hrvatskih otoka.
After this I came to Russia. The Russian devotees carried us on their hands in the air. They had so much love.
Potom sam bio u Rusiji gdje su nas ruski bhakte nosili na rukama u pozdravu, toliko su snažno ljubav osjećali.
And today I was with the spiritualists and politicians of Zagreb meditating about the smile of God in the heart.
A danas sam se susreo, odnosno upravo sam neko vrijeme sa duhovnim ljudima i političarima u Hrvatskoj te smo meditirali o Božjem osmijehu.
In 3 days I'm taking my bath in the Ganga in India.
A za 3 ću se dana kupati u Gangi u Indiji.
So this is really the last station before I disappear under the banyan trees of India.
Tako da ovo moja posljednja postaja prije nego što ne zađem pod stabla banjana u Indiji.
I feel totally inspired to be amongst you. Please with us now for Hare Krishna.
Osjećam veliko nadahnuće što se nalazim ovdje među vama i želio bih da zajedno zapjevamo maha mantru.
These are the real chiefs of the family life.
Ovo su pravi šefovi u obiteljskom životu, mala djeca su tako šefuju. U mom se životu nešto promijenilo.
When I see this, I panic.
Kad vidim ovo, počnem paničariti.
Because I need my glasses.
I jer su mi potrebne naočale.
I will request Dharma Guru, maybe you can go in my room and somehow make a shirt of forms. The most probably on the reading or writing table. And that's a sign that our community grows.
Sada već imamo jako puno djece ovdje, što je znak da naša zajednica raste.
Maybe when you see that your children become restless while I talk, you can somehow say, is there maybe a mother who could go in my room, and they could be in my room? Govindananda, could you arrange that? That the mothers can go somewhere with the children? You can maybe put that out there. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Deep in our hearts, there is a river of love flowing.
Duboko u našim srcima teče rijeka ljubavi.
It's a very natural flow, a very natural tendency, a very divine tendency.
Njezin tijek vrlo je prirodan, uobičajen i vrlo je božanski.
But when we come into this world, this river of love, which is inside our heart, flows somewhere else and gets diverted.
Međutim, kada dođemo u ovaj svijet, ta rijeka ljubavi koja teče u našim srcima počinje teći nekim drugim tijekom, odnosno za stranu na druge stvari.
This river of love is coming from God and is meant to go to God.
Ta rijeka ljubavi potječe od Boga i namijenjena je tomu da mu se vrati.
But in the material world, this river becomes bahushapa, jananitascha, diverted in many thousands of sub-branches.
Međutim, u ovome svijetu, ta rijeka mijenja svoj tok i grana se na mnoge grane.
Still, these sub-branches are strong, but never as strong as the original river.
Ti različiti rukavci rijeke vrlo su snažni, međutim oni nikad nisu toliko snažni koliko je to izvoran tijek same rijeke.
For instance, when the river of love becomes focused on a little child, one's own child, one is able to do for the child many things. One can work day and night, and as a mother, I think Stavavali can witness, one doesn't mind that one only can sleep maybe 2 hours or 3 hours in the night and has to always get up because the child requires food, but out of love one does.
Možemo, na primjer, dati primjer ljubavi koju majka osjeća prema svojem djetetu. Kada se majka brine za svoje dijete, onda uopće ne mari za to što se mora ustati po noći, spavati možda samo 2 ili 3 sata zato što je djetetu potrebna hrana.
Or look at the love of a woman for her husband.
Ili pogledajte samo ljubav koju žena osjeća prema svome mužu.
There are stories of women who would take guns in their hands and go next to their husbands into the war.
Postoje priče o ženama koje su uzimale oružje u ruke i polazile se boriti rame uz rame sa svojim mužem u rat.
How strong the love.
Koliko je snažna ta ljubav.
or when the river of love becomes directed towards money.
Ili kad rijeka ljubavi zastane prema novcu.
People go up day and night from money and also fame.
Ljudi danonoćno rade za novac kao I za slavu.
How strong this motivating factor is.
Koliko je samo snažan taj motivacijski čimbenik.
When the river of love becomes diverted more superficially on the for sense enjoyment, it becomes all of a sudden lust, which is very strong.
Kada se te rijeke ljubavi zastrane prema nekim površnim stvarima, prema ogađanju svojim osjetilima, ona se pretvara u požudu I bude vrlo snažna.
The human being always wants to find in this endeavor this original, crystal clear, deep river of love which is in the heart.
Svako živo biće prilikom svog djelovanja želi I teži za tim da pronađe ponovno taj dubok I kristalno čist tok rijeke koji izvorno postoji u njegovom srcu.
But because it's difficult for most of the people of today who are not so spiritually trained, they come with diverted rivers which come from the original river in contact.
Međutim, budući da ljudi u današnje vrijeme nisu duhovno jako snažni, onda oni njihova ljubav zapada u te različite rukavice koje se odvajaju od izvorne rijeke.
Deep in your heart is a river of Krishna prema.
Duboko u vašim srcima postoji rijeka Krishna prema.
It can become diverted in this world towards money, and then this river is called greed.
Međutim, u ovom se svijetu ta rijeka može preusmjeriti prema novcu I tada je nazivamo pohlepom.
Can become diverted towards sex and then it is called the river of lust.
Ili se može zastraniti prema seksu I tada je nazivamo rijekom požude.
It can be directed on your child and then it is a river of compassion and caring.
Može zastraniti prema vašem djetetu, tada je nazivamo rijekom samilosti I suosjećanja.
Human relationships, then this river of love is called the river of caring.
Ili može zastraniti prema međuljudskim odnosima I tada rijeku nazivamo rijekom brige.
The whole world is moved by this river.
Ta rijeka pokreće sve čovječanstvo.
But most of the people whose life is not spiritually rich enough are some of them drifting in some side branches of the river.
Međutim, većina ljudi koji nisu dovoljno duhovno snažni negdje pliva u rukavcima te rijeke.
All people of this world,
o ljudi ovoga svijeta,
and all devotees of Krishna of this world,
I oba Krishnini bhakte koji ste u ovome svijetu,
if you give up to find this river of Krishna prema in your heart,
ako odustanete od potrage za tom rijekom Krishna prema koja vam se nalazi u srcu,
you will still look for water.
I dalje ćete tragati za vodom.
For water in this world.
Ali za vodom u ovome svijetu.
Then you will laugh.
Tada ćete voljeti.
And you will cry.
I plakat ćete.
But you will not cry all your tears.
Međutim, nećete isplakati sve svoje suze.
And you will not laugh your whole laughter.
Niti ćete se smijati punim srcem.
Because this world is shallow.
Jer je ovaj svijet plitak.
And the diverted forms of Krishna prema, whatever it is, even if it is very noble, it's never as deep as that river of love, Krishna.
Različiti odrazi ljubavi prema Krishni, ma koliko plemeniti oni bili, nikad nisu toliko duboki koliko je duboka ta rijeka ljubavi prema samom Krishni.
Krishna consciousness, or Krishna, has a quality.
Svjesnost Krishna, van Krishna, u njoj zapravo ima jednu odliku.
He wants to bring the souls to the position where again the river of love flows without being blocked and without being diverted.
On želi da duše dođu na takav položaj da rijeka ljubavi ponovno slobodno poteče bez da je išta zaprečuje ili da je usmjerava u drugi tok.
Krishna
želi svu vašu vodu.
When Radharani had seen Krishna,
kad je Radharani vidjela Krishnu,
she only knew of Krishna.
Znala je samo za Krishnu.
Even in her dreams, she saw Krishna.
Čak I u svojim snovima vidjela Krishnu.
Once she was in Varshana, her hometown, and Krishna was walking through the streets of Varshana.
Dok je jednom bila u Varšavi, svojem rodnom gradu, Krishna je hodao ulicama Varšave.
Radha's friends, Lalitan, Vishaka said, come, see your friend Krishna.
Njezine prijateljice, Lalita i Vishaka, rekli su Šrimati Radhani, dođi, pogledaj svoga prijatelja Krishna.
Come only to the window.
Priđi prozoru.
Oh, said Radha, I cannot go.
Oh, rekla Radha, ne mogu otići.
But on the insistence of her friends, she looked through the window and fainted.
Međutim, na nagovor svojih prijateljica, otišla je do prozora i pogledavši kroz njega, obesvijestila se.
God's beauty is overwhelming.
Božja ljubav nas preplavljuje.
See, when you in this world look at a beautiful person, there's usually one part of his body which is more beautiful than any other part, and you tend to look towards that part the most.
Ljudi, kad vidite neku prekrasnu osobu u ovome svijetu, zamijetit ćete da je jedan dio njezina tijela ljepši od svih ostalih dijelova tijela. I vjerojatno ćete u svoju pažnju upravo usmjeriti na njega.
But in Krishna, all his parts, even the tiniest stalk of the finger is so indescribable and overwhelmingly beautiful.
Međutim, na Krišni svaki dio tijela je jednako prekrasan, čak i vrh njegovog nokta toku je zapanjujuće i čudesno prekrasan.
The God Darsha can only be described to be overwhelming.
Da o Darshanu gospodina možemo samo govoriti o nečemu što nas zaprepašćuje.
Say a person in this world has a beautiful eyes or a beautiful nose, then the tendency is to look only at that.
Ako osoba u ovome svijetu ima prekrasne oči ili prekrasan nos, bit ćemo skloni tome da gledamo upravo na taj dio tijela.
But Krishna is overwhelmingly beautiful. Everything is indescribable and overwhelming. So Radharani fainted.
Ali Krishna je zaprepašćujuće lijep i svaki dio njegovog tijela jedno jednako je izuzetan i zaprepašćujući, tako da se Šrimati Radharani vidjevši ga ne svijestila.
Krishna was informed by Lalita and Vishaka.
Lalita i Vishaka obavijestila su Krishnu o tome.
About the love which Radha was feeling in her heart towards him.
Obavijestila su ga o ljubavi koju Šrimati Radha nosi u svojem srcu prema njemu.
At that time Lord Krishna was sitting at the sacred river Yamuna, leaning with his back towards the tamarind tree.
U to vrijeme gospodin Krishna sjedio uz obalu rijeke Yamune i leđima se naslanjao o stablo tamarinda.
And when Lalita had finished describing the love of Radha, he said,
kad je,
I will come to her.
Kad je Lalita dovršila svoj opis Radine ljubavi, on je rekao, poći ću k njoj.
I will test her.
Iskušat ću je.
The next morning, a very beautiful lady came into the palace of Radharani.
Sljedećeg jutra u Radharaninoj se palači pojavila prekrasna gospođa.
Wherever this lady went, she was spreading the light of her beam, which was reflected on the marble of the palace.
I gdje god je ta dama pošla, toliko je sjajila da se sjaj njezino tijela odbijao o mramor palače.
Radha was just walking through the park of the many Bruna, but fountains, yes, fountains, thank you. She heard about this lady who had entered her palace. And immediately she called her. Who are you?
Tko si ti?
The lady, I'm living now to Nanda Maharaj's palace.
Rekla ta dama, ja živim na sjeveru, dolazim iz smjera Nandine palače.
I have come here to ask you a question.
A ovdje sam došla kako bih ti postavila jedno pitanje.
But first I want to become your friend.
Prvo se želim sprijateljiti s tobom.
By your qualities and by your abilities, I can see that you are not an ordinary person. I hanker to have friendship with such special personalities.
Srimati Radharani je rekla, prema tvojim odlikama, prema sjaju koji iz tebe izbija, vidim da ti nisi obična osoba i ja se snažno želim sprijateljiti sa ljudima poput tebe.
So they talked about many things.
Njih su dvije razgovarali o mnogim stvarima.
And the two beautiful divine personality ladies became good friends. They played ball during the day.
Te su se dvije božanske dame sprijateljile tijekom dana, zajedno bi se igrala loptom.
At the end, Radha said, "What is your name?"
Na kraju je Radha pitala, "Kako se zoveš?"
Nanda Gopi.
Nanda Gopi.
Well, would you please stay overnight so that tomorrow we can again spend a day together?
Želiš li prespavati, pitala je Radha, tako da bismo sutradan ponovno mogli zajedno provesti vrijeme.
Oh no, said Nanda Gopi, sun is setting, I have to go back to the north.
On je rekla Nanda Gopi, sunce zapada i ja se moram vratiti natrag na sjever.
But tomorrow, when the sun is rising, I will come back.
Ali sutra, po izlasku sunca, ja ću se vratiti.
The whole night, Radharani was just thinking about Nanda Gopi and could not sleep.
Radharani je cijela noć razmišljala o Nanda Gopi i nije mogla spavati.
Next morning, finally, Nanda Gopi appeared again in her palace.
E sljedeće se jutro, napokon je Nanda Gopi ponovno pojavila u njezinoj palači.
Oh, I'm so happy.
O, tako sam sretna.
For a good friend, one should sacrifice everything.
Osoba bi za dobro prijatelja trebala sve žrtvovati.
Let us continue our discussions.
Nastavimo sa svojim raspravama.
Let us now talk about the bewildering aspects of love.
I govorimo sada o zbunjujućim učincima koje ima ljubav.
But then Radha looked at Nanda Gopi, something seemed strange.
Ali kad je Radharani pogledala Nanda Gopi, nešto joj se učinilo čudno.
Nanda Gopi was very sad, morose and very mental.
Nanda Gopi bila je vrlo tužna, bila je vrlo potištena i mentalizirala je.
What happened to you, asked Radha?
Što ti se dogodilo, upitala je Radha.
You were so joyful yesterday.
Jučer si bila tako radosna.
Now you are so mental.
Sada mentaliziraš.
Nothing, said Nanda Gopi, nothing happened.
Ništa, rekla Nanda Gopi, ništa se ne dogodilo.
Come on.
Ma hajde.
Said Nanda Gopi, I cried.
Rekla je Nanda Gopi, zaplakala.
Two tears or three tears, she cried.
Isplakala je dvije ili tri suze. Pritom.
This morning something happened to me.
Jutros mi se nešto dogodilo.
I was just coming from Nandagram to Varshana.
Baš sam iz Nandagrame išla prema Varshani.
I was carrying my yogurt pot.
Nosila sam posudu s jogurtom.
And then this impossible son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, came from behind the tree and said, "You must give me half of the yogurt."
Onda je Ida jedno stablo izromio ovaj nemogući sin Nanda Maharaja Krishna i rekao mi, moraš mi dati polovicu svoga jogurta.
I asked why?
Ja sam pitala, a zašto?
Because I'm the king here.
Zato što sam ovdje kralj ja.
I've never heard of you the king.
Nikad nisam čula da si ti kralj.
This moment this Krishna came, cracked my yogurt pot.
Krishna je na to zamahnuo i razbio moju posudu s jogurtom.
Drank smilingly the yogurt.
I uz osmih popio jogurt.
And then he did things to me which I cannot describe in a well-educated house.
A potom je učinio neke stvari koje ne mogu opisati u jednoj kući obrazovanih ljudi.
And now I'm just thinking, why are you so much in love with this boy?
I tada se dostavno pitam, zašto si ti toliko zaljubljena u tog mladića?
He is so highly unqualified.
On je potpuno nekvalificiran.
He is black.
Crn je.
In this way, Nanda Gopi started to offend Krishna.
I Nanda Gopi je na to počela vrijeđati Krishnu.
When Radha answered.
Radha je potom odgovorila.
Don't you know that Krishna is the one thing that demigods want to achieve by their yogic procedures?
Zar ne znaš da polubogovi upravo Krišnu pokušavaju dostići pomoću različitih procedura joge?
My arrogant friend. Don't you know that Krishna has appeared to relieve the miseries of his devotees?
Zar ne znaš da se Krishna pojavio kako bi uklonio nevolju od svojih bhakta?
Don't you know that the highly qualified Lord Shiva is a fan of Krishna, whom you call black, and he runs after him to obtain his dasha?
Zar ne znaš da je uzvišeni gospodin Shiva toliko uzet onim kojeg ti nazivaš crnim Krišnom, da trči za njim ne bilo dobio njegov darshan?
Don't you know that Krishna exists only to remove the obstacles from the path of his devotees?
Zar ne znaš da Krishna živi samo kako bi uklonio prepreke sa puta njegovih bhakta?
Nanda Gopi said.
Nanda Gopi je na to rekla.
I don't believe you.
Ne vjerujem ti.
If Krishna loves his devotees, then you should now call them. And if he actually comes here, then I believe you, because you are his best devotee. This I can see.
On je rekao, ako Krishna zbira tako kako kažeš da je, onda bi ga sada trebalo pozvati i on bi se odmah trebao pojaviti, zato što mogu vidjeti da si ti njegov najbolji bhakta.
Radha sat down in deep meditation.
Radha je potom sjela u dubokoj meditaciji.
Soon she saw the beautiful form of the Lord in her heart.
I uskoro je u svom srcu gledala gospodina prekrasan oblik.
She was perspiring and her throat was choking.
Obilo mi je znoj, a grlo je se zagušilo.
When Nanda Gopi saw this,
kad je Nanda Gopi to vidjela,
all of a sudden, she took away her sari and then stood Krishna.
Odbacila je svoj sari i tu je stajao Krishna.
Krishna je stajao.
I kad je Radharani otvorila oči, pred sobom je ugledala prekrasan gospodinov oblik.
Directly before her.
I to koji je stajao upravo pred njim.
And this was the first meeting of the divine couple.
Bio je to prvi susret božanskog para.
Rada said, where is my friend, Nanda Gopi?
Rada je rekla, gdje je moja prijateljica, Nanda Gopi?
Oh, said Krishna, she was a demon.
Rekla je Krishna, ona je bila demonica.
As soon as the demon saw I was coming, he was disappearing.
I čini te demon vidio da ja stižem, on je nestao.
Because wherever I am, no demon of doubt can be.
Jer tamo gdje postoji ja, ne može postojati demon sumnje.
Krishna wants all of your love.
Krishna želi svu vašu ljubav.
He will test you.
I on će vas iskušavati.
He will test if you are interested to contact the deep, deep river which is deep in your heart.
Iskušavat će jeste li spremni doći u dodir sa tom rijekom koja leži duboko, duboko u vašim srcima.
Please don't be in the shallow river of material life, which anyways is only a sub-branch of the river of love, but which is never as deep.
Molim vas, nemojte se zadržavati u plitkim rukavcima materijalne ljubavi, koja je također ta rijeka, međutim stoje samo jedan dio i nije toliko duboka kao izvorna rijeka.
I would like to now make a little meditation with you.
Sad bih zajedno s vama želio poduzeti jednu meditaciju.
Please, before we start, remember how Krishna smiled when he saw how Radharani was meditating about him and how he decided to appear before her.
Dok meditiramo, pokušajte se sjetiti kako se Krishna osmijehnuo kada je vidio kako Radharani meditira na njega.
I wanted to make now a meditation with you which will help you to come closer to that river inside.
Meditacija na sama sad želio napraviti, namjena je tome da dođete do te velike koja postoji duboko u vašem srcu.
Because for meditation we need peace, I will request Govinda Nanda to take care of the needs of our guests when they are there, so that they do not be called for any help, maybe you want to also close the door, but please take care of all the help which is required. Please do.
So,
what?
Ako trebate bilo što, ako se ne bira nekriva meditacija, možete zamoliti ovdje kojim da mando pravo, ako je za to zadužno.
Please sit.
Molim vas, sjedite stabilno.
When you are ready, please close the eyes.
I kad budete spremni, molim vas, zatvorite oči.
Become aware of your breathing. Don't force it, just watch it.
Osvijestite svoje disanje, ne nemojte se naprezati da dišete, nego samo promatrajte dah.
Now as you breathe out, breathe into a feeling of weight.
Dok izdišete, polako izdišete u osjećaj očekivanja.
This means give your whole weight to Mother Earth.
Odnosno, predate, izdahnuti i predate svoju težinu majici zemlji.
Whenever you breathe out, first give the weight of your legs to the earth.
Svaki put kada izdahnete, prvo predajte majici zemlji težinu svojih nogu.
Remain alert.
Ostanite budni.
Give your whole upper body.
Zatim predajte težinu gornjeg dijela tijela.
Feel the weight of your shoulders.
Osjetite težinu svojih ramena.
Breathe into the perfect stability of the earth.
I izdahnite u savršeni mir zemlje.
Breathe your whole body into the earth.
Izdahnite cijelo svoje tijelo ka zemlji.
Relax totally.
Potpuno se opustite.
Now whenever you breathe in, try to breathe deeply into your heart space.
Svaki put kad udahnete, možete duboko udahnuti u predio svoga srca.
Whenever you breathe in, breathe deeply into your heart space.
E kad god udahnete, udahnete duboko u predio srca.
Now see in your heart space a very dear personality.
U predjelu srca pogledajte sada jednu prekrasnu osobu.
Whoever it is.
Ma tko to bio?
Maybe it is someone who you like very much.
To je možda neko tko vam se jako sviđa.
Maybe for others it is Krishna.
Za druge osobe to može biti i Krishna.
See the person smile.
I pogledajte kako se ta osoba osmijehuje.
When you breathe in, breathe into your heart space.
Kad udišete, udahnite u predio srca.
And when you breathe out, breathe that smile of that person into the world.
A kad izdišete, izdahnite osmijeh te osobe vani u svijet.
Some of you might start to smile.
Možda će se neki od vas početi i sami usmjehivati.
Breathe in very deep.
Duboko udahnite.
Breathe out very deep.
I duboko izdahnite.
Breathe into the smile.
Udahnite u osmijeh.
And breathe the smile into the world.
A zatim osmijeh izdahnite svijetu.
Give your whole attention to the breath and the smile.
Cijelu svoju pažnju posvetite disanju i osmijehu.
Slowly turn your attention to the room.
Sada pažnju pomalo okrenite prema prostoriji.
You might like to rub your hands now.
Možda ćete malo želiti protrgati ruke.
Put your hands on your eyes.
Stavite ruke na oči.
And as you bring your hands away from your eyes, you can look into the hand and into the room.
I dok odmičete ruke od očiju, možete pogledati prema svojim dlanovima, a potom i prema cijeloj prostoriji.
Deep in the heart there is a river.
Duboko u našem srcu postoji rijeka.
The river of love for Krishna.
To je rijeka ljubavi prema Krišni.
When you can contact that river,
kada možete stupiti u dodir s tom rijekom,
you will become very satisfied.
Postaćete vrlo zadovoljni.
To contact that river means, as Krishna says, to come from the many branched intelligence to the one branch, to the one river.
I kada uspijete stupiti u dodir s tom rijekom, to će značiti, kao što Krišna kaže, da inteligenciju razgranatu na mnogo grana dovedete u jednu jedinu granu, u jedan jedini tijek.
Ultimately, Krishna consciousness or spiritual life in general is about concentration and determination.
Svjesnost Krišne, odnosno svaki oblik duhovnog života, na kraju se svodi na koncentraciju i odlučnost.
Some of you have heard it.
Neki su vas čuli.
But it's good to think about it again.
Ali dobro je ponovno razmisliti o njoj.
Once there was a little ptica who laid her eggs near the ocean.
Bila jednom jedna mala ptica koja je svoja jaja izlegla blizu obale oceana.
The powerful ocean came and took the nest and the eggs of the little bird right into the high sea.
Ocean je došao i gnjezdo zajedno s jajima odnio na daleko na pučinu.
Now the eggs were drifting on the waves.
I jaja su sada plutala na valovima.
The bird mother said, "Ocean, give me back my eggs."
Majka ptica je rekla, "Oceane, vrati mi moja jaja."
No.
Ne.
If you do not give back my eggs, I will dry you out drop by drop.
Ako mi ne vratiš jaja, isušit ću te kap po kap.
So the little bird started with great determination to take drops from the ocean and put them somewhere else.
Ocean se nasmijao, ali ptica je na to prišla oceanu i počela kap po kap odnositi vodu iz njega na neko drugo mjesto.
A long, long time.
Činila je to dugo, dugo vremena.
When the Narada Muni came by, was just on his way to the Lord.
I jednog dana tuda je naišao Narada Muni koji je upravo išao ka gospodinu.
He saw the little bird running back and forth.
Vidio je ptičicu koja je letala napred i natrag.
Very determined.
Vrlo odlučno je to radila.
So he went to Krishna and Krishna asked him about news of planet Earth. He said, "Nothing new. I saw this bird who was determined to dry out the oceans. So determined."
Kad je došao do gospodina Krišne, on ga je pitao što je na novu na planeti Zemlji, a Narada Muni na to rekao, pa novo nema ništa osim što sam vidio tu jednu ptičicu koja s velikom odlučnošću isušuje oceane.
When Krishna heard this, he called his carrier Garuda, the king of all birds.
Kad je Krišna to čuo, pozvao svoga nosača Garudu, koji je kralj svih ptica.
And he said, I think your sister needs help.
I rekao mu, mislim da je tvojoj sestri potrebna pomoć.
Garuda understood and immediately came to the bank of the ocean.
Garuda je odmah shvatio našeg cilja, te je poletio i došao na obalu oceana.
You beg the little eggs of my sister, please.
Molim te, vrati jaja moje sestrici.
The ocean said,
ocean je na to rekao, ne.
Hari,
hari, hari, rekao je Garuda.
Then he took his wings.
Zamahnuo je svoj krilima.
And he moved them.
I mahao je njima.
First he made and a whole bunch of sand. They say in German, a Landzunge, a tongue of sand. Came into the ocean.
On je prvi put je zamahnuo svoje krilo i cijela na velika bina pjeska se je prosula u more.
Garuda was becoming ecstatic.
Garuda je pao za nos.
And he made so much hot air that the ocean began to boil.
I zdahlo je tako vrući zrak da je ocean poključao. Zatim je počeo isparavati.
The ocean said, one moment, one moment.
Ocean je nadal rekao, trenutak, trenutak.
I think you wanted some eggs.
Mislim da si htio neka jaja.
Brought the eggs.
I zatim je vratio jaja.
And there was the mother, the little bird, receiving her eggs back.
Majka, malena ptičica, je tamo stajala i primila svoje jaje natrag.
She didn't see Garuda.
Ona nije vidjela Garuda.
She didn't see the boiling ocean.
Ona nije vidjela potručali ocean.
She didn't see the transcendental story.
Ona nije vidjela transcendentalnu priču.
She saw her eggs coming back.
Ona je vidjela da je se vraćaju njezina jaja.
My dear devotees.
Dragi moji bhakte.
When you become determined in your spiritual life.
I kad razvijete odlučnost u svom duhovnom životu.
Let me first say, if you become determined in anything,
prvo ću reći ovo, ako postanete odlučni u vezi bilo čega, to ne mora biti vezano uz duhovni život.
For now I'm totally normal.
Sad sam potpuno normalan.
Right? Your fathers and grandfathers.
Poput vaših očeva i djedova.
But it's a fact, if you become determined in what you do, at that moment, something will happen.
No činjenica je da ako zbilja postanete izrazito odlučni, u tom će se trenutku nešto dogoditi.
And if you become determined for Krishna consciousness,
a ako postanete odlučni u svjesnosti Krishne i za svjesnosti
Krishne, not like the sparrow and like the little bird, the bird was only a consciousness. If you become Krishna conscious,
i to ne mislim poput ove ptičice. Ptičica je bila svjesna samo svojih jaja, ali trebate biti svjesni Krishne.
You will be seeing the story behind your story.
Onda ćete vidjeti priču koja se nalazi u pozadini vaše priče.
You will see the transcendental causes behind your life.
Vidjet ćete transcendentalne uzroke koje se nalaze i u pozadini vašeg života.
When you become determined for Krishna consciousness, you will, in other words, see the hands of God. And not just the material arrangements which happen in your life.
Ako postanete odlučni za svjesnost Krišne, onda ćete vidjeti Božju ruku kako upravlja vašim životom, a ne samo obične materialne aranžmane.
Materialists can never see the story behind the story.
Materialisti nikada ne mogu vidjeti priču koja se nalazi iza priče.
They only see the story and get bewildered.
Oni vide samo priču, samo po sebi i to ih zbunjuje.
How did this happen?
Kako se to dogodilo?
Yes, kind of.
Moja su se jaja vratila.
I want to make another point.
Želio bih ovdje izreći još jednu poantu.
The moment you become determined for Krishna, you will see signs from the transcendence.
to je da kada postanete odlični za Krišnu, počinjete vidjeti znakove transcendencije.
Now, this is a mystery.
To je pravi misterij.
See, bhakti is not about material perfection.
Slušajte, bhakti ne znači nikakvo materijalno savršenstvo.
Bhakti is not about sense and mind control.
Bhakti ne obuhvaća vladanje umom i osjetilima.
Bhakti is about love.
Bhakti je vezana uz ljubav.
And although there may be mistakes done in love on another platform, there are no love.
I unatoč tome što se u ljubavi mogu činiti različite greške, na jednoj drugoj razini greške u ljubavi ne postoje.
Krishna speaks about this.
Krishna govori o tome.
He says the beginning bhakta may have faith in me, Krishna. It may know that material engagements don't bring any inner fulfillment.
Sam Krishna govori o tome kad kaže bhakta početnik može imati vjeru u mene i može znati da nikakva materijalna postignuća ga ne mogu ispuniti.
But although he knows that your life is not fulfilling, he cannot leave it. He remains attached.
Međutim, unatoč tome što takav bhakta zna da materijalni život ne ispunjava, i dalje ostaje vezan uz njega.
He is sometimes torn in two directions.
I ponekad biva rastrgan na dvije strane.
He's not totally fixed.
On nije potpuno ufiksiran, usredotočen.
No problem.
Nema problema.
If the devotee continues to hear about me and chant my holy names.
Ako takav posvećenik i dalje nastavi slušati o meni i pjeva moja sveta imena,
he will slowly leave the material illusions.
On će postupno napuštati materijalne iluzije.
Krishna says, even if my devotee sometimes does impossible things, he's still to be considered a saint.
Krishna također kaže da čak i ako moj posvećenik ponekad radi čudne stvari, i dalje ga trebamo smatrati svecem.
Because he's on the right path.
Jer se on nalazi na pravom putu.
Do you understand? If the devotee just wants to come to Krishna.
Slažete li, ako posvećenik jednostavno želi prići Krishni,
even if his mind and senses are a little Kali Yuga like.
Čak i ako su mu um i osjetila malo kalijugovski.
Krishna sees the intention and responds to that.
Krishna će vidjeti namjeru takve osobe i odgovorit će na tu namjeru.
I would like to come now to the closure of my little presentation and then see if you have any questions regarding this or other subject.
Sada bih želio privesti kraj ovu svoju kratku prezentaciju i vidjeti imate li možda kakvih pitanja vezanih uz nju ili uz nešto drugo.
I wanted to tell you something about one of my examples in Krishna consciousness.
Želio sam vam ispričati nešto o jednom od mojih uzora u svjesnosti Krishna.
It was when I was on my way to Gangotri, the source of Mother Ganga in the Himalayas, that I got to know Ganga Das.
Na putu prema Gangotri, prema izvoru majke Gange u Himalajama, upoznao sam Ganga Dasa.
When Ganga Das was only 16 years of age, he had left his home to take shelter at the banks of Mother Ganga up in the Himalayan mountains.
Kad je Ganga Das imao 16 godina, napustio je svoju obitelj kako bi stao pod okrilje majke Gange u Himalaji.
He first lived in a cave and then he became quite well known for his austerities. He was a yogi.
Prvo je živio u pećinama i proslavio se svojim strogosti, on je bio jogi.
Later he made amazing turn in his life.
A kasnije je u svom životu napravio vrlo čudesan preokret.
The yogi became the bhakta.
Yogi je postao bhakta.
I had heard about him.
Čuo sam o njemu.
When I was in Gangotri, I decided I when I was in Gangotri, yes, I wanted to go to the source of Mother Ganga, Gomukh.
Čuo sam za njega dok sam bio u Gangotriju i planirao ići na izvor majke Gange, na Gomukh.
I had taken a second rest and I had started too late and I was a little worried when I reached Gomukh.
Malo sam se predugo odmarao, te sam bio zabrinut zato hoću li stići do Gomukh.
It's 24 kilometers up. Difficult path.
Put je vrlo težak i dug 24 kilometra.
So when I was still in the forest, it started to rain and I saw there was a little temple of renown.
Dok sam još bio za šumi, počela je padati kiša i ja sam na to gledao jedan mali hram gospodina Rame.
Because it was raining, I went before the altar to chant a few rounds.
I kako padala kiša, otišao sam pred oltar da izmantram nekoliko krugova.
Then I saw how the room was becoming dark because someone entered through the entrance.
I primijetio sam potom kako se prostorija zamračila jer je netko stajao na ulazu.
Well, I was chanting because there were such beautiful forms of Lord Ram. Singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, please bring me to the source of Mother Ganga.
Međutim, ja sam i dalje mantrao jer su božanstva gospodina Rame bila tako prekrasna. Mantrao sam Hare Krishna i molio ga da dođem do izvora majke Gange.
All of a sudden two people stood next to me.
Odjednom su uz mene stale dvije osobe.
These were the persons who had come to the temple.
To su bile osobe koje su ušle u hram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I was chanting.
Ja sam mantrao.
Then I felt all of a sudden hot water on my head and on my hands and everywhere.
I odjednom sam osjetio ovdje vodu na rukama, na glavi i posuda.
Then I looked and I saw a man who was crying.
Okrenuo sam se i vidio čovjeka koji je plakao.
Was going like this.
Suze su mu prskale iz očiju.
I looked in the eyes of the man and he was blind.
Pogledao sam u oči tome čovjeku a on je bio slijep.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I wanted to go to Gomukh. I had no time for blind men crying hot tears.
Ja sam dalje mantrao Hare Krishna jer nisam imao vremena za slijepce koji su plakali, koji su ronili vrele suze, budući da sam želio stići do Gomukha.
To make a long story short, I arrived at Gomukh, took my bath and met yogis and slept in their caves.
I da skratim svoju priču, na kraju sam došao do Gomukha, tamo sam se okupao i neko sam vrijeme proboravio u pećini nekih jogija.
They told me about Gangadas.
Oni su mi ispričali o Gangadasu.
He's totally blind.
On je potpuno slijep.
One rich man wanted to pay him an eye operation, but he said no.
Jedan bogataš želio platiti za operaciju očiju, ali on je to odbio.
I only need eyes to see God.
Rekao, ne, potrebne su mi samo oči kojima ću vidjeti Boga.
I said, how can I meet Gangadas?
Rekao sam, kako mogu poznati Gangadas?
Yes, said Tamal Bihari, the yogi, you must meet Gangadas and ask him the most important question of your heart and you will get an answer.
Rekao je Tamal Bihari, jedan od tih jogija, moraš upoznati Gangadasa i postaviti mu pitanje iz samoga srca tako da možeš dobiti odgovor.
He lives in a little temple.
On živi u malenome hramu, u šumi.
Then I went to bed after a few days with Tamal Bihari, my new yogi friend, and asked him, please tell Gangadas to see me.
I nakon nekoliko dana sa svojim novim prijateljem jogijem, Tamal Biharijem, vratio sam se do Gangadasa i zamolio Tamal Biharija da prođe k njemu i zamolio ga da me primi.
It was late in the evening, the moon was just rising.
Bilo je to kasno predvečer, tako da je mjesec već izlazio.
Then I sat in that little temple before Gangadas.
I dok sam sjedio pred Gangadasom u tom malom hramu,
I said, Gangadas, I heard you said we only need eyes to see God.
Rekao sam mu, Gangadas, čuo sam da si izjavio kako su nam potrebne jedino oči kojima možemo vidjeti gospodina.
How do we get these eyes to see the Lord?
A kako možemo dobiti te oči kojima vidimo Boga?
has looked at me with his blind eyes.
Ganga das me pogledao svojim slijepim očima.
He looked very deep at me with his blind eyes.
Duboko ga je promotrio svojim slijepim očima.
He looked in my heart with his blind eyes.
Zagledao je u moje srce svojim slijepim očima.
Then he exploded.
I onda eksplodirao.
Nam Prabhu, Nam Prabhu, Nam Prabhu.
Nam Prabhu, Nam Prabhu, Nam Prabhu.
Now go.
A sad pođi.
With Nam Prabhu.
S Nam Prabhu.
And then he cried again.
I da bi se ponovno rasplakao.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram.
I zatim je pjevao Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
I was very happy.
Ja sam bio jako sretan.
When I paid my obeisances and I came up, I looked again into his eyes.
Odao sam svoje poštovanje i zatim sam mu se ponovno zagledao u oči.
And now I could see.
I sad sam mogao vidjeti.
These eyes were seeing.
Da su te oči vidjela.
They were not blind.
To nisu bile oči slijepca.
There was a story behind the story.
Postojala je priča iza priče.
These eyes saw God.
Te su oči vidjela Boga.
He had come to the altar that morning when I wanted to go to Gomukh.
To jutro kada sam želio doći na Gomukha, on je prišao oltar.
And I remembered how he had seen it, looked with his blind eyes on the altar.
I prisjetio sam se kako sam slijepim očima gledao oltar.
I had seen how he reacted.
I vidio sam kako je reagirao.
And I felt the deep in his heart there is a stream.
I osjetio sam da duboko u njegovom srcu postoji rijeka. Također sam osjetio i ponešto vode iz te rijeke.
I wanted to tell you this story.
Želio sam ispričati ovu priču.
It has moved me very much.
Zato što me ona duboko dirnula.
That's very happy.
I učinila me vrlo sretnim.
Because this explains the mystery.
Jer upravo je to ono što objašnjava misteri.
When you want to experience this stream in the heart, you can experience it by chanting.
Kada želite doživjeti tu rijeku koja vam postoji u srcu, možete doživjeti tako što mantrate.
But when you chant, you must know one secret, which I would say 90% of the heart of the devotees don't know.
Međutim, kada mantrate, morate znati i za jednu tajnu za koju bih rekao da 90% bhakta ne zna.
Chanting is not for you.
Mantra nije za vas.
For Krishna.
Ono je za Krishnu.
Krishna the enjoyer.
Krishna je uživatelj.
Rasaraj.
On je Rasaraj.
And as soon as you want to knock him off his position, you want to sit there and enjoy. It won't work.
Čim poželite njega srušiti iz položaja kojim mu pripada i sebe postaviti na taj položaj, onda stvar vam jednostavno neće funkcionirati.
In spirit, nema funkcionirati. In the spiritual life, you have to understand that Krishna is the enjoyer.
U duhovnom životu morate shvatiti da je Krishna uživatelj.
And then you naturally enjoy, like Prabhupada said, the Bhagavad, Prabhupada always quotes this Bhagavatam shloka, that if you give water to the roots, not the leaves will also enjoy.
Tada ćete i sami moći uživati, jer kao što Prabhupada često citira šloku iz Srimad Bhagavatama, ako zalijevate korijenje stabla, a ne njegovo lišće, onda će i samo lišće dobiti hranu.
When you give up the desire to enjoy independently from Krishna, then everything starts to flow.
Kada se odreknete želje da uživate neovisno o Krishni, onda počinje teći ta milost.
Even if Krishna sees that you only want to give a little bit, he's already said,
Krishna je sretan i zahvalan ako vidi čak i vrlo malu želju da mu nešto predate.
Ultimately he wants
the part. Međutim, na kraju krajeva on želi sve.
So we will now chant. I see there is a little article. Remain seated, please. We will just chant a little and then I will see if there are some short questions and answers.
Questions
and short answers. and then we will serve you prasadam. Is this okay? Yes.
Budući da je sada već arati, onda ćemo otpjevati, mogli bih vas da za to vrijeme ostanete sjediti. Potom ćemo imati nešto malo vremena za pitanje i odgovore i nakon toga ćemo vam poslužiti prasadu.
So, is it all right? What do you all feel?
Što mi kažete?
I think we feel our stomachs.
Je to želite ili?
Anita, what is it? Anita has said questions.
Anita kaže pitanja.
We will have only short questions and answers.
Kratko pitanje i odgovor.
Yes. So who is ready with a question?
Who is going to speak in one question? Does pure chanting of the Holy Name bring us to love, or love brings us to the pure chanting of the Holy Name?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the chanting of the Holy Name will bring us to love of Godhead.
Chaitanya rekao da ćemo spevanje svetog imena dovesti do ljubavi prema Bogu.
As you chant and chant, avoiding the ten offenses and thinking of Krishna, there will be love in your heart.
Kako pjevamo i pjevamo mantramo i mantramo i izbjegamo deset ureda svetom imenu, tako ćemo doći do ljubavi prema Bogu.
But at the same time, love will bring you to pure chanting.
U isto vrijeme ljubav će nas dovesti do čiste pjevanje.
Only someone who has love in the heart will chant so purely and think of Krishna.
Samo osoba koja ima ljubav prema Krishna u srcu će pjevati čisto i imati odnos sa Krishna čisto.
But the question is how to enter the magic circle.
Pitanje je kako ući u začarani krug.
And the answer is by mercy.
A odgovor je milošću.
That's why we worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful incarnation of the Lord in this age.
I zato je obožavamo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, najmilostivije inkarnacije gospodina u ovom dobu.
By his mercy, our chanting will become pure and there will be love in our heart.
Njegovom milošću naše mantranje će postati čiste i dogodit će se ljubav u našem srcu.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there another question? Yes, probably.
The tenets in someone's life, what will the mainstream of love be in his life or her life?
Love has a lot to do with attention giving. And there is something like a karma factor in this. In Germany, I just met the boy who had the second relationship which went into the moon, in other words, it dissolved.
U Njemačkoj sam upravo sreo jednog mladića čija je druga veza otišla u mjesec, odnosno raspala se.
He had given everything into this relationship.
Da, sve u tu vezu.
And he said, why? I knew in the beginning it wouldn't last.
On je pitao zašto, već od početka sam znao stvari da neće trajati.
I said, it's your karma.
I ja sam rekao, to je tvoja karma.
So, this has a lot of karma as a big role in this to play.
Karma ima veliku ulogu u tome.
But your attention or love can be diverted or brought in another direction if you meet a person who can influence your heart in another direction.
I tvoja pažnja i ljubav može biti usmjerena, preusmjerena u ljubom smjeru, ako sretnemo osobu koja može u stvari usmjeriti naše srce u ljubom smjeru.
I must tell you very honestly that meeting Srila Prabhupada has moved my attention in another direction.
Ja moram iskreno reći da susret sa Srila Prabhupadom je upravo preusmjerio moju pažnju na drugo mjesto.
Prabhupada came into my life and said, in effect, stop.
Prabhupada je došao, moj život i konačno je rekao stani.
It was in Hamburg.
Bilo to u Hamburgu.
I was going to sound a music recording in one part of the town that was running and running against a devotee.
Ja išao sam na jedno snimanje u Hamburgu i trčao sam i sudarao sam se sa bakom.
Both of us fell on the ground.
Obojica smo pali na tlo.
And then the devotee sold me a magazine. And I read Srila Prabhupada's article in it, the peace formula. And I did never go for the
sanctuary.
Prabhupada had turned my attention in another way. So meeting a devotee breaks our karma.
Susret sa baktom u stvari lomi našu karmu.
That devotee is the direct intervention of Krishna.
I taj bakta je direktna intervencija Krishna.
And the more we can connect with such a devotee, the more our ways turn in a different direction.
I što se više možemo povezati sa takvim baktom, to više naše usmjerenje ide u sasvim drugom smjeru.
The devotees are Krishna's agents who come into this world to turn our path the other way.
Bhakti su stvari Krišnjini agenti koji dolaze u ovaj svijet kako bi smjerili naš put u drugom smjeru.
Let us gratefully accept the gift of love with open hands.
Trebamo otvorenih ruku prihvatiti njihov poklon ljubavi.
And let us not protest to the gentle but firm pushing us in another direction.
I ne trebamo protestirati njihov nježno ali odlično guranje u drugom smjeru.
Any other question?
Yes, look at the roof.
Dobro bi dalje.
I liked what you, how you sang to Hare Krishna with Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But I felt here in my surroundings that sometimes devotees sing Hare Rama or Hare Rama. And you said Hare Rama and I like it. And so, how is it? Hare Rama? What is this? And what is good way to sing, proper way to sing?
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Or Hare Rama.
Ili Hare Rama.
With a little, a shade of an A.
I onda ostaje jedno sjena slovo A.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
I want to tell you what I experienced when I met a Chinese devotee.
Ispričat ću vam što sam iskusio kada sam sreo bakte iz Kine.
In Kino, there is no R.
U Kini nema R.
So they were chanting Hare Lama.
Oni bi rano imali Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Hare Lama.
Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Hare Lama. I was thinking, what is this?
Pitao sam se šta je sad ovo.
Then I was asking a very advanced devotee.
Onda sam pitao jednog naprednog bhakta.
Then they make advancement, they seem to change a different mantra.
Hoće li ja napredovati, čini mi se da mi kreva neku drugu mantru.
I have also a servant who in the beginning chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Ima sam također sluga koja je u početku pjeva Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Because in French language there is no H.
Jer on u francuskom nema H.
And this advanced devotee told me, Sachinandan Swami Krishna understands.
Mahaprabhu Bhakta rekao, Sachinandan Swami Krishna razumije.
Child
is not able to speak very fluently. Mm-hmm. Father and mother understand. Yeah. But actually,
it's Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 The objective reasons like French and Chinese, we can.
Thank you. Any other question? For your nieces.
Maharaj govori o djeci našem srcu i ovaj je onika koša da sam ja biće koja je jako povezana s tom djekom. Na neki način na tom svijetu je dublji kontakt sa njom. I sad kako imam tu potrebu da imam kontakt s njim, da uzimam vodu iz materijalnog svijeta. Onda sam učio sam da uzimam, ali radim da dajem, zato što nemam odnos s tom rijekom unutar sebe. Interesuje me kako doći u kontakt sa rijekom unutar sebe, a u isto vrijeme ne uzimati vodu iz materijalnog svijeta.
Then he says that he has a need to have a contact with the regular himself, but he's asking how to take water from the that river and not take it from the material world, actually. Mm-hmm. A very good question. Rupa Goswami gave always an example for a devotee who will take water from the spiritual water and not the material water.
Rupa Goswami uvijek dao primjer za bhaktu koji će uzeti duhovnu vodu, a ne materijalnu vodu.
And I will tell you about this example a little later.
I malo kasnije ću reći taj primjer.
But, if you want to be a spiritual person, two things are necessary.
Ako želimo biti duhovna osoba, dvije stvari su neophodne.
You must have a certain loss of appetite and of illusions.
Na neki način trebamo imati gubitak apetita što se tiče iluzije.
Someone who likes to eat illusions, it's very difficult for him.
Za osobu koja voli jesti iluziju, za nje je jako teško.
They don't nourish me.
Jedemo iluziju i ne hranimo se.
But I like them.
A sviđa mi
se. It's like someone who smokes.
Kao osoba koja puši.
There is no real benefit in smoking.
Nema stvari nikakve dobrobiti u pušenju.
But they like it.
Ali sviđa mi se.
Yes. So, someone who likes illusions.
Tako osoba koja voli iluzije.
There are difficulties in spiritual life.
Imaće poteškoća u duhovnom životu.
There was once a person who came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, what to do with someone who likes spiritual life but who also likes material life so much?
Bila je jedna osoba koja došla svoja Prabhupada i pitala ga, šta učiniti sa osobom koja voli duhovni život, a u isto vrijeme voli materijalni život?
How do you cure this divided self?
Kako riješiti to podijeljeno jasno?
Prabhupada said, do you like to die?
Prabhupada je rekao, voliš li umriti?
Because no, Prabhupada, this is now not the question. I wanted to ask you what to do with someone who likes spiritual life but also likes material life very much.
Onda te gost rekao, to nije sad pitanje Prabhupada. Pitanje je šta raditi s osobom koja voli duhovni život, a voli materijalni život.
Again, Prabhupada said, first answer this question. Do you want to die?
Prabhupada je onda ponovno rekao, prvo moraš odgovoriti na ovo pitanje. Želiš li umreti?
No.
Ne, rekao je gost.
Can I now ask my question?
Mogu li sad pitati pitanje?
Prabhupada said, do you like to get old?
Prabhupada je pitao, želiš li ostarjeti?
No. No. Prabhupada said, do you like disease?
Da Prabhupada rekao, voliš li bolest?
What is this to do with my question?
Što ima veze s mojim pitanjem?
Prabhupada said, that is material life.
Prabhupada rekao, to je materijalni život.
Birth, old age, disease and death. Do you like it?
Rođenje, starost, bolest, smrt, da ti se to sviđa.
Okay, yes, boss.
Singing colors. Of course, you can't change it for your group.
So, someone who wants spiritual life needs to detach himself from the illusion that material life will ever will give him no pleasure.
Netko ko želi napredovati u duhovnom životu mora se odvojiti od iluzije da će mu materijalni život dati zadovoljstvo.
But that's not all. If you want spiritual life, dear Jesus, you must know about the spiritual dimension.
I to nije sve. Da ako želimo duhovni život, moramo znati o duhovnoj dimenziji.
You must know about Krishna's pastimes and his love. His love for his devotees.
Moramo znati o Krishnim zabavama i Krishnoj ljubavi prema njegovim bhaktama.
Then you can go to the spiritual.
Onda možemo ići na duhovnu stranu.
Rupa Goswami gave us the example of the Chakora bird who remains who doesn't drink water until the monsoon clouds come.
I Rupa Goswami daje primjer Chakora ptice koja ne pije vodu dok ne dođu monsunski oblaci.
He just will not go to the water which is there on the land because it's polluted water.
Ta ptica ne bi koristila vodu koja je na zemlji zato što je zagađena.
When the monsoon comes, he flies into the clouds.
I kad dođe monsun, ona leti u oblake.
And he shouts, Jale, give me water, give me water.
I onda viče, Jale, daj mi vodu, daj mi vodu.
And he begins to drink.
I onda počne piti.
He has understood that water of the earth is not pure water.
Ona shvatila da voda koja se na zemlji nalazi nije čista voda.
So we need to understand and experience the illusion of material life a little clearly.
Tako da moramo malo iskusiti iluziju materijalnog svijeta.
Or in your case, do a lot of kirtan.
Ili u tom slučaju treba šaljati puno kirtan.
Puno kirtan. Puno snaga. Jako je divno. And this will also give the stream of your Krishna consciousness.
I to će također dati jednu struju svjesnosti Krishna.
Ultimately, we will become Krishna consciousness, though not by our own endeavors, but by a capital investment from above.
Konačno postaćemo svjesni Krishna ne našim vlastitim naprema, nego kapitalnom investicijom od izgora.
This is an investment of spiritual strength or mercy.
To je investicija duhovne snage ili milosti.
We are like the small family business.
Mi smo poput malog obiteljskog biznisa.
We will never be able to enter the rich business world with our little capital.
Nikad nećemo moći ući u svijet velikog biznisa sa našim malim kapitalom.
233 euros and 20 cents.
232 eura i 20 centi.
But imagine the small business gets an investment of a big firm like 20 million euros. For you, Joe. It's our investment. We can do business like crazy.
Zamislite malo takvu firmu koja je dobila velike investicije od 20 milijuna eura neke velike firme, onda može raditi biznis ko lud.
So we need that capital investment from above, that mercy investment from Krishna to really do spiritual life.
I mi stvarno trebamo tu kapitalnu investiciju do zgora, milost Krishna, kako bi stvarno mogli prakticirati duhovni život.
From Krishna or the devotees?
Od Krishna ili od Bhakta.
Are you born? So, any other questions? Daya Mayi, what is the question?
The question is, does a person has to be physically blind in order to get the mercy of the Lord, or is it possible for all other persons to get the mercy of the Lord?
This is a very intelligent question.
Jako inteligentno pitanje.
Very often, Dayamayi, these souls in this world cling to things which are not in our interest.
Često kuda mi duše u ovom svijetu skloni smo stvarima u ovom svijetu koje nam ne donose dobro biti.
That's the meaning of anatta.
I to je značenje riječi anatta.
And Krishna, when he loves his devotees, takes away the things they are attached to and which don't help them.
I Krishna voli svog bhaktu i zato oduzima stvari za koje je bhakta vezan, a koje mu ne mogu pomoći.
Krishna's mercy may not be for his devotees to give them money and beauty and health if that is an obstacle on their way to him.
Krishna milost će se manifestirati tako da možda neće dati ljepotu i novac i zdravlje nekom bhaktu ako će to biti prepreka na njegovom putu.
Krishna's help might manifest in when he takes away things from his devotees which hamper their devotion to him.
Krishna milost se može manifestirati tako da oduzme određene stvari od bhakte kad bi to u stvari spriječilo njegov dugo na napredak.
At least for the beginning devotees.
Barem za početnike.
He sends them Saturn.
On mu sam pošalje Saturna. A Saturn čini život jako teški.
But no, to answer your question, yes, this is the answer to you.
To je odgovor na pitanje.
So, I guess we will have our last question for this evening from Raj Kishore from Skopje. He's also a dentist.
Raj Kishore from Skopje, he's also a dentist.
Good evening,
Mataji.
Good evening.
Good
looking on the side of this river, but never dive into it and leave everything on the side, which means this blind man who is actually blind for all material things, but he's spiritual. What do you think about this?
Would you like to say this in your own Croatian language? Or?
Not Croatian, it's very bad.
U okolini koja živi u Rađi Kišopovu, ideja je da sad je propovjedanjem samo dodaj Krišnu svoj život na ono što već radiš, naravno ako mislim da je sad bilo nešto slično. I o Rađi Kišopovu sećana svanja, što onda sa takvim načinom propovjedanjem, koliko je vredno takav način propovjedanja s obzirom da život naš život može doći kraju za samo jedan trenutak.
The difference between religion and spirituality is, or the religion and pure religion, is that in religion, man is the center, and in pure spirituality, God is the center.
Razlika između religije i čiste religije sastoji se u tome što je kod religije čovjek u centru, a kod čiste religije je Bog u centru.
So that from this view, one could say, if I just add things which are pleasing me, then this is only religion, but not spiritual life.
U našem primjeru znači to da ako mi dodajemo stvari koje nam u stvari čine zadovoljstvo, onda je stvari to religija, ne Bog na život.
But there is something about adding Krishna to your life which is a little special.
Ali to je nešto što čini jako specijalno,
da Krishna. Yes. When you give Krishna a little place in your life,
kada damo Krishni malo mjesta u svom životu,
he usually wants more.
On obično hoće još.
It's like, you know, in the Indian trains, when you make a little space, and the guy comes, and then he brings his wife, and then he brings his uncle.
Slično je primjer poput indijskih vlakova, kada ona guša i onda želite nekom čovjeku pomoći da date mu malo mjesta, onda se on pojavi, onda dođe žena, onda ujak.
And soon you're off the bench.
I na preko vremena više niste na klupi.
Normally when you add Krishna to your life, Krishna takes more and more space of your life.
Obično kada dodamo Krišnu svoj život, onda Krišna uzme sve više i više prostora u vašem životu.
But this only happens when you decide to not build the wall.
Ali to se događa samo kada odlučimo da ne izgradimo zid.
My dear Krishna, up till here you can come into my life and that's enough. Please remain satisfied.
Zato što mi znamo reći Krishna, samo do ovdje možeš doći u mom životu i budi zadovoljan s tim.
If you do it, but if you add Krishna to your life and you're ready to increase, to give him more and more space, then you'll see that he wants to take it. Then there is no problem with this.
Ali ako pozovemo Krishnu u svoj život i spremni smo stvari dati još više i više prostora kada on to poželi, onda je to najbolji način.
Now you must be terribly hungry.
Moram da ste sad užasno gladni.
We want to take the opportunity to feed all of you. Please take sufficiently and joyfully. Please meet all your friends.
Sretnite se sa svim prijateljima.
Discuss with them in detail. Just as a little information, I will be giving tomorrow the morning lecture.
Informacija da ću dati sutra jutarnju lekciju.
And at 11 o'clock we have there's a meeting, December meeting.
But who wants to come?
Hari Hari!